This presentation will be a demonstration of work that's happening at the Atlanta VA Center. They're a funded VA Center of Excellence in Patient-Centered Specialty Care and Women's Health. It's a really long way to say that they've developed an innovative way to I think illustrate some of this collaboration that you're talking about between professionals, between specialties, in a setting that facilitates clinical integration pretty regularly. So I have no relationships to disclose. And we want to highlight the program partners. The Atlanta VA Medical Center was the primary partner in seeking the funding from the Office of Academic Affiliations with the Department of Veterans Affairs. However, their partners have been integral in working with the residency programs and other training programs, physician assistance programs and nurse practitioner programs at Morehouse School of Medicine and Emory University. They both provide the trainees as well as the faculty. So the goals and objectives for the center at large are to provide experiential training in an integrated care environment for the residents, medical students, and other trainees that will rotate through their training experience at the Center of Excellence. Provide exposure to women's veterans population, which is an increasing demographic in VA and civilian treatment settings. To provide an opportunity to learn about complex needs of women veterans, targeted education on specific topics, so the didactics are really focused on chronic disease management and other types of specific sessions that they would get during their residency training, but from a multidisciplinary perspective, as well as aiming to raise awareness of the broader policy context of clinical work in an integrated setting. So I love this photograph. One of our wonderful faculty members put it together to kind of show how this really happens. So at the East Point Community-Based Outpatient Clinic, which is called a CBOC in VA speak, they provide the primary care setting that creates the patient panel for all of these patients to be seen. And so in this setting, the specialists will come in 2 to 3 days a week, and they will have clinics within the primary care setting. And the specialists that are engaged include the OBGYN services, cardiology, ophthalmology, which provide teleretinal services, dermatology, which provides telederm services, and mental health, which are primarily psychiatrists that are coming from the Morehouse School of Medicine. However, in the clinic setting, the nursing staff from the CBOC, their primary care nursing staff are already there. The front desk staff from the CBOC are integrated. The primary care providers are on site and seeing patients at the same time. So it really provides the opportunity for close collaborative care. I wanted to provide you with an overview of the clinic setting itself and then talk to you about some of our preliminary evaluation findings. We've been using a mixed methods approach, but today I wanted to highlight the qualitative work because we've really found that those quotes are more illustrative of sort of the patient, the trainee, the faculty outcomes of the work that's going on. So when they decided to apply for this funding for this new way to integrate specialists into this primary care setting, there were actually four different types of the centers that were funded across the country. This was the only one in women's health. There was another, I believe, in cardiology, and there's one in the Midwest that's focused on integrating students into rheumatology, more osteo work, so that they learn a little bit more about those specific specialties. But this was a unique opportunity to take the really rich group of specialists that were there, as well as the number of women veterans that are being served by the Atlanta VA Medical Center, to use that as the jumping off point for this integrated medicine clinic. So what they did to begin was they developed faculty committees that looked at some of the clinic operation needs that would need to happen in order to integrate these facilities, including the telederm, the teleretinal. What specifically types of equipment do we need to be able to regularly communicate? How do we get everyone on board so they have VA and their institutional email addresses and are regularly checking them? So they really walked through not only the overall structure and the important pieces of the curriculum development, but also the nuts and bolts of what it took to have this clinic run every day. They developed mechanisms for regular communication, so they had monthly teleconference calls amongst the faculty that were engaged with development of the clinic, and they also continue to have those monthly calls with each other. They have an integrated health information system, which is really important because while this can happen and be replicated elsewhere, because the VA already has an extensive EMR system, it was a bonus for them because they did not have to begin or develop that particular part of their infrastructure. They had on-site space at the CBOC. Now, that was a facilitator and a barrier because they were working within the existing clinic that was going to be built out into a larger clinic at Fort McPherson, which they have now moved into. So some of the things that were great was, okay, we figured out how to use the space we have. However, the space we have right now is not what we need. And so they were able to think through what the current existing challenges were and how they could adjust those in the plans as they were building out the space at Fort McPherson, which they now have said has really improved in terms of space and supporting the clinic integration. The important part also about the on-site space is that there were offices. So, of course, while you want to have clinic space and clinic rooms dedicated to the specialties and the primary care providers to be on site at the same time working and collaborating together, you also want them to have office space on site, office hours on site, so that they have a really good working relationship and can regularly communicate with each other in warm handoffs and interpersonal communication very quickly about patient needs that are arising as they're seeing their specific clinical visits. There was institutional buy-in, so leadership from the very top of the Atlanta VA, as well as the deans of the medical schools and presidents of the medical schools, were very involved in providing support and the institutional buy-in that would be necessary to get a top-down approach for everyone to really want to facilitate this happening. As well, there was an existing patient-centered medical home infrastructure at the clinic itself. On preliminary evaluation, since January 2013, about 658 patient encounters have occurred. Since September 2012, we estimate there have been over 1,000 patient encounters for all of the specialists, as well as their warm handoffs from the primary care providers. The majority of patients were seen within 7 days of desired appointment dates. For those who were not seen on same-day appointments or during their appointments at that time with collaborative care. And several of the clinic specialties have had 100% monthly rate for patient appointments within 7 days, which I think really shows the collaborative care model being integrated right now. So as we get to trainee feedback, many of them have highly rated the rotation on their surveys when they talk about the experience. Now, some of them will be there for a month. In general, the OBGYN, the family medicine residents, will be there for 1 month of clinical interaction. However, the psychiatry residents will be there for 6 months. The nursing and the PA residents have a differing time scale. So really their integration or exposure to the model differs based on their specialty and what they were able to do. Many of the trainees have indicated that there are long-term implications for training on patient care and clinical systems development based on the things they've learned in didactic, but also what they have seen in the clinical setting itself. And they have an interest in working in patient-centered care facilities, and anecdotally, several of them have told me that they chose their post-residency positions that would allow this type of collaborative care or would have systems in place that would ease communication with specialists. So this was a consideration for them as they were thinking about next steps. So I wanted to share some great quotes, particularly when we're thinking about the needs of women and women veterans. One of the faculty members thought that, in particular, this was helpful in helping them to understand the special needs of women veterans, and something that they may or may not have had the opportunity to be exposed to before. From facility leadership, when we ask them, really, what does this bring to your facility? How does this program and training opportunity help? And they really wanted to talk about the fact that women veterans are increasing in terms of the percent of the population that's being served at the Atlanta VA. And so having these different types of specialists engaged specifically for women is helpful, but also the fact that these are integrated services. They already have OBGYN, they already have cardiac, they already have all of these specialties engaged at the Atlanta VA. The special part of this specific training opportunity, as well as the patient outcomes, this is on-site, one-stop shop. And so the integrated services helps to decrease fragmentation and helps the women veteran to not get as lost in the full system. Trainees also have noted that it helps in learning more about the patient population in particular. So they talk about incorporating the management of psychiatric illnesses and some of the things that they've encountered that may be something that they would see again when dealing with female veteran patients that they were able to work through with their attendings and faculty members on how to address that issue. For example, saying that they didn't want to see any male doctors. Well, as a male physician, how do you handle that? As well, a trainee talked about the importance of this in learning more about the particular needs of the women, but also honing in and sharpening their skills as it relates to policies. So for example, they were talking about pap smears. So learning more about the organizational policies, for example, of the VA versus the guidelines or the recommendations that were out about timing of pap smears, determining when they should be doing them, if there has been this time lag, that there were some things that they needed to know about the system itself versus those things that may be coming from bodies that are recommending the guidelines. I thought this was the really the best example of the training experience for integrated care. This came from a family medicine trainee, and he talked about, I asked him to give me an example of your typical day where you've seen integrated care happen. He said a patient came in for GYN care. They had some psych issues that came up. So he walked down to Dr. Wren's office, who's the on-site psychiatrist who's in her office during the time of this specialty care clinic. Say, you know, you have this issue. She says, come in and introduce me. They have a warm transfer. The patient's PCP is also available. So they brought the PCP in, and there's a need for some pharmacological support, and so the pharmacist who's on board is on site, and they were able to see the PCP, the gynecologist, the psychiatrist, and the pharmacist all in one day to address the issue that was identified as acute at that point in time. This was probably the first time that the trainee had seen something like this, but it also showed the integration of the system itself. Some of the skills and competencies that were identified and highlighted by the trainees themselves, the things that they felt that they learned through this experience and exposure, were teamwork. Particularly, they talked about the fact that, you know, if a patient came in for one issue and they showed up with another, it was very easy to go in, talk to a specialist about this particular issue, and everything could be taken care of in one visit. So specifically teamwork, that the patients were happy with that because they didn't have to schedule an appointment with another specialty provider. As well, they're learning additional procedures and techniques. So these are students or trainees or residents from multiple disciplines that are learning about specialty care techniques that they may be able to integrate to their own practices or be able to further understand where they would need to consult for support. So they've learned about GYN procedures, addressing sexual abuse, particularly as it relates to psych issues, and patient communication, enhancing that patient communication as it relates to that particular issue with sexual abuse. When we asked them their overall feedback about the training experience, they talked about the fact that, you know, seeing it in action, seeing the providers learn about the fact that, oh, well, now I don't have to send them to the main campus for it to take 2 days, or 3 months, and so now I can send them to this specific specialist who's on site, and it could occur within 2 days to a week versus 3 months. So it definitely, the providers are seeing the change in the patient wait times, and they see it as a benefit to their own clinical integration as well. But trainees and providers are not the only ones who are providing us feedback and telling us that this system of training and care is supporting the patient's needs. So we did a focus group with the patients, and they talked about, and I love this quote. She said, it's a neighborly situation. If I'm seeing a primary, such and such is right door, next door, let me see if they can stick their head in and address this issue for you right now. I love this. It's like a Waldorf salad. All the good stuff is just mixed in together. Because I've had my move classes here, I like it. It's like Macy's one-stop shop. I feel like this is the best way to describe exactly what's going on. The patients feel like they have a home at the clinic to be seen by specialists, and that not only, you know, is it a one-stop shop, but it's a place that they can feel at home to take care of their needs. And to align with that, the clinic leadership identified the fact that patients who may have had complex sexual trauma, PTSD, or other issues that they would have sent them to the medical center for, that they may not have been compliant with those additional visits, with those referrals. Now they can just go ahead, have their PAP, have the site come in all in the same day. And so it increases patient compliance and patient outcomes. And last but not least, I asked the patients about their interactions with the trainees. And they were really excited about the fact that they felt like the students were all striving for an A, that they were going to give 100%, and also that they were comforted by the fact that they would then be seen by faculty. So they felt like it was a double check. So they got not only bang for their buck, but they were confident in the results. Ultimately, this was an opportunity for us to talk about what's been developed at the center. A more robust evaluation is currently underway as the center approaches its third year. But really, some of the takeaways are, if this was something that you were interested in at your university or even at your medical center, for program development, stage it. It takes time for complete integration. You need to think through what specific ways that you can integrate the trainees, but also those that are a part of your clinic staff in this type of integration. It's important to understand the system within which you work. So we were working with the VA, and so we had to understand the those important things that VA leadership could bring, but also what some of the barriers were in areas where we needed to adjust the model so that it better fit the system. infrastructure. Some of the things that were brought up were having adequate EMRs, training facilities, having enough office space, clinic space to be able to integrate all of the providers into this setting, collaboration interprofessionally and interdisciplinary, as well as thinking through the opportunities for growth. So while they're approaching their third year, they've really worked iteratively to improve their curriculum, as well as the exposure opportunities for the students.